Now hear the word of the Lord as it is written in Deuteronomy chapter 24. Thou shalt remember that thou was a servant in Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee thenceforth. Therefore I command thee to do this thing. When thou harvest thy harvest in thy field, and have forgotten a sheaf in the field, thou shalt not return to take it. It shall be left for the sojourner, for the orphan, and for the widow, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all the deeds of thy hands. When thou pick thine olive tree, thou shalt not glean it afterwards. It shall be for the sojourner, for the orphan, and for the widow. When thou harvest thy vineyard, thou shalt not glean it afterwards. It shall be for the sojourner, for the orphan, and for the widow. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt. Therefore I command thee to do this thing. Reading further from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 2. And it came to pass that Jesus went by on the Sabbath through the grain, and his disciples began to make away, plucking the ears of grain. And the Pharisees said to him, Behold, why are they doing on the Sabbath what is not lawful? And he said to them, Have you never read what David did? When he had need and hunger, he and they who were with him, how he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar the chief priest and ate the bread which was set out, which is not lawful to eat except for the priests, and gave also to them who were with him? And he said to them, The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. Reading finally from the work, True Christian Religion, on the chapter on the Ten Commandments, number 301 through 304. The Sabbath is a day for instruction in divine matters, and also a day of rest from work, for meditation about matters conducive to salvation and everlasting life, and a day for love towards the neighbor. In the spiritual sense, this commandment signifies man's reformation and regeneration by the Lord. The 6 days of labor signifying his warfare against the flesh and its lusts, and at the same time against the evils and falsities that are in him from hell. And the seventh day signifying his conjunction with the Lord and rebirth thereby. In the celestial sense, this commandment means conjunction with the Lord, followed by peace because of protection from hell. For the Sabbath signifies rest, and in this highest sense, peace. Heavenly peace, which in respects to the hells is that evils and falsities shall not rise up from them and break forth, may be compared in many respects with natural peace, as with peace after war, when everyone is secure from enemies and is safe in his own country and home, living in his own fields and garden. This is, as the prophet said when he spoke naturally of heavenly peace, They shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid. May also be compared to recreations of the mind and to rest after severe labor and to the consolation of delight felt by mothers after childbirth or with the serenity after storms, black clouds, and thunders. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.